We are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, hour number three. Oh, my goodness. Look at that, hour number three. Well, if you missed any parts of the first 2 hours, then you really missed out. But we'll have those up later, a little later today than normal, but later this afternoon. You go to ChosenGenerationRadio.com and click on Listen. And then you'll see them, and then you'll also see all the different podcast options that are available to you as well. iHeart, iTunes, TuneIn, Giovan, Deezer, Spotify. There's a whole bunch of them there. Most of the main ones, Podcaster. So you can, you can pick them up in all three. And it's broken out into the 3 hours. First hour today, we kick things off. Peter LaBarbera and I talking about what they're doing to our children in school, the pornographic material. I'm just going to warn you, it was probably close to R-rated, but that's what's happening. There's R-rated pornographic material that they are forcing your children to read and to watch. That's what's happening in our public school system. And in Fredericksburg, Texas, the parents there have had enough of it. They took the information, including excerpts out of the books themselves, to the school board. And the school board said, you just don't understand education. Go away. And the school news and the local newspaper called them, I forget the exact terms, I'll have to look it up, Texas Scorecard has the article, but basically they said they were bad people for saying anything, about children being forced to participate and watch and read and have their consciences seared with pornographic material at 5, 6, 7, and 8 years of age. But the parents are the bad guys for saying anything. And so a man who used to run a conservative newspaper down there took his own money and relaunched his paper, put in 6 pages worth of documentation, and then mail that out to 15,000 residents in Fredericksburg. Here's what I want you to understand. What he did and what he revealed is in public school libraries from coast to coast, because it is part of the Comprehensive Sex Education Program run by the Department of Education. And if you doubt who, you know, the whole thing about the Department of Education, look who showed up in France representing the United States of America. A guy with a girl name who's the assistant director of public health, dressed in a military uniform and a dress, and another guy with shaved legs and his head shaved, dressed up and addressed as his quote-unquote, as the girlfriend date, and they're both members of the Biden administration. We live in a nation represented by perverts, pedophiles, those that are probably engaged in child trafficking. And by the way, and I'm going to say this again, the January 6th Commission, the entire commission, every member of it, is committing treason against the Constitution of the United States of America by denying individuals the right to redress their government, which they were doing peacefully, and we've now discovered that it was the D.C. Capitol Police who murdered four Americans on the 6th of January, murdered Ashley Babbitt, murdered Rosalind Boylan, who you may not even know that name, but they literally, she was knocked unconscious, and then there is video evidence at Epoch TV, in their January 6th video, video evidence that this woman was beaten by a D.C. Capitol Police officer while she was unconscious, lying on the ground, and that the man who tried to stop the beating is now the one who is on trial. And the guys that they said had heart attacks, lies, both of those men, on video, it's on video, the D.C. Capitol Police hit both of those men with compression bombs. Both men were hit with compression bombs by D.C. Capitol Police, and that's when they went down, and then the ME said, oh, they died of a heart attack. Four Americans murdered, and Brian Sicknick, the one that they laid in state and all that stuff that they did, Brian Sicknick was taken by medics who were there, who were part of the people's protest, taken to the D.C. Capitol Police at 3 p.m. and said, hey, this guy is in trouble. I can see, I've run the test, his eyes, he's not there, he's disoriented. I think he's having a stroke, you guys need to get him help. 5 hours later, he was seen by another Patriot medic. He had not gotten any treatment. The D.C. Capitol Police had completely ignored his good health. They tried to get him help again, and they were beat back for trying to get Brian Sicknick help, and then Sicknick died. Sicknick died of a stroke, and the D.C. Capitol Police and their lack of attendance to his well-being makes them culpable in his death as well. So D.C. Capitol Police, under the command of Nancy Pelosi, murdered five Americans, murdered four, responsible for the death of one of their own officers, and now we have officers who've committed suicide, and every single one of those, and this ties into this topic, Ken, and I'm sorry I've eaten up so much of this time, but it ties directly in, because you know what? It's evil, it's unholy, it's ungodly, it's unconscionable. The perversion that is taking place, this man dressed up as a woman, masquerading around as an admiral, as the assistant director of public health, this other man shaving his head, shaving his legs, dressing up as and going to Paris and appearing on behalf of the United States, and they go as a couple. The perversion.
It's no wonder the United States, Craig, has lost its reputation internationally. We're a joke. And it's so sad. I think I was in Houston this last weekend, and I was sharing with a gentleman, actually he was a pilot, that every trip I would take overseas in the past, I was so proud of America. And I would brag on the United States everywhere I went. And I said, now, I can't do that. I just keep my mouth shut because there's so little to be proud of any longer. And, you know, the only one who's really excited about all of this, well, besides particular politicians, is the enemy that indwells those politicians and the enemy that is doing his very best to take away the one nation that has been the light upon prodigal earth. And we have become Babylon, another form of Babylon today. And our God wants us to pray regularly that our nation, which is Babylon now, would turn back to the creation of the nation that he originally set. He got those people, he got those pilgrims and others over to this continent for a purpose, and it was to be that light. And we no longer, as believers, as followers of Christ, should keep our light under the bushel. You know, you wrote me some thoughts about what you'd like to discuss today. And as I was thinking about it and praying about it, even this morning a little more, I realized that Satan is seeking his very best to tell believers in the country that we are so unworthy, we should keep our mouths shut. And I think one of the reasons America has fallen to the degree it has is because we have believed the enemy. We have believed him. And he has spoken through the secular press, the secular media, protesters, others, especially in the field of education, that are busy putting down Christians and using lie after lie after lie to cause Christians to believe that they should be quiet, that they should say nothing. How can you be the salt of the earth if you don't come out of the salt shaker and flavor society? How can you be the light of the world? Scripture says, unless you take that light out from under the basket and let it shine. And the only way we can do that is to speak up, to recognize that we are the righteousness of Christ, not because of anything we've done, but because of what Jesus Christ has done on that cross. And we have to speak up. We have to do exactly the opposite of what Satan is telling us to do through the mouths of others that serve him. But we're not supposed to be serving Satan. We're supposed to be serving Christ. And you know, when you look at Ephesians.
Let's jump to that here in just a minute. Yes. We're going to take a quick break. We get right back. Yeah. We'll talk about Ephesians, and we'll get into that scripture. And I'm posting for you also, it'll be up later today, a picture of Sam Britton and Levine and how they're dressed. It's just stunning. It's just unbelievable. Back with more after this.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The products available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use are a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at ctrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's ctrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's ctrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right, welcome back, folks, to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Okay, I'm going to show you a picture. I want you to see this is not photoshopped. This is not photoshopped. When I first saw this, I was sure. I was absolutely certain. This was photosh. This was this was one of those, I had them on my show. They do the funny, the funny funny news stuff, the conservative funny news stuff.
Yeah.
I was sure this had to be one of their, made up deals. This couldn't be an actual, real, for real picture.
Yep.
But it is. You've seen it now. But yep. Go ahead. Talk about Ephesians. We've only got, you know, the short time that we've got. Well, no, actually, we got longer. If you want to stick around, we do have longer. It's up to you. Whatever.
Okay.
I have some open on time on the other side. Ken, this is... I
would love to be a mouse and be able to read the thoughts of the admiral standing next to this guy. Can you imagine?
Well, no. That admiral, no. You don't understand. Look at the picture again and see who this is. No. That is not an admiral. I mean, it is an admiral. But that admiral is the man dressed up as a woman. That is the assistant secretary of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, who is a man.
Yeah.
Who dresses up as a woman and has taken a female name.
Huh.
Okay. So the thoughts of that person, or the, because they are also, they're the very first, real name. Let me see if I can pull it up. But
the uniformed officer.
Yes.
To Britain.
Yes. The uniformed officer is another trans.
Wow.
The uniformed officer is another trans.
Wow.
Birth name was Richard Levine. Richard Levine. And we paid for that transformation while they were serving in the United States Navy as a reservist or whatever. But we paid for that. And so we have Richard, who dresses up and calls himself Rachel, standing next to Sam, who's decided, I'm still going to be Sam, and is wearing a dress, appearing on behalf of the United States at the French Embassy's Bastille Day celebration.
And we wonder why America has lost its respect. It reminds me of Sodom.
Well,
it's a modern day Sodom.
Okay. And I think, so we're going to have to jump into another break. But I think, you know, so my post that's going to go up a little bit later, Deuteronomy 22:5 says, the woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all that do so are abomination unto the Lord thy God. And then, I'll read this when we get back.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. NICA products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest is Ken Thornburg. And just a couple of quick things. Seed harvest blessing. Folks, this whole program is dependent on your support. And I need your support very much for us to be able to continue. I've got some bills that need to be paid, and if I don't have support, then I get another one. Give me that one. Then I have a challenge. That's what I have. I have a challenge. So, your help would be greatly appreciated. Seed Harvest Blessing. And I've got books over here, by the way, that we are, happy to give for a donation. I've got a couple of copies of, that's because I don't have any feeling in my fingertips. None. That's one of the results of the accident. There's no feeling in my fingertips. Just a minute. You have no idea how often you take some duct tape and tape it around all 10 of your fingers, the tips. And then, because you're still going to have more feeling than I do, but if you put duct tape around all 10 of your fingers, and then just spend a day with that. Anyway, all right. Enough is enough. Rick Scarborough's Enough is Enough, A Practical Guide to Political Action and Why Christians Must Engage. I've got that book to give away. $25 donation. $25 donation will get you that. Let's see. I've got The Devil Inside the Beltway. I've got to double check and make sure, because I don't want to undercut Michael's price at all either. But I believe, let me just double check. While I'm doing that, do me a favor, Ken. So you were talking about Ephesians, and it's funny because, and I'm going to put that picture up again real quick, because when you first saw that picture, you know, your thought was, oh, well, you know, boy, I you know, you started to say, boy, I wonder what that admiral thinks about standing next to that person.
That's right.
and then to discover that the admiral is a trans, just like the person standing next to him. So the admiral, who you thought might have been a woman, is actually a man, Richard, who is now saying that, no, they're no longer Richard, they're Rachel, and whatever changes have taken place, or hormones, or whatever it is, we, the American taxpayers, are paying for that. And now, next to them is Sam, who also is a man, and so this is two men, and this is not a... This is not a costume party. Wow.
Can you imagine what other military think of this? What is in line more with the military than real men being real men? I mean, they have got to be doing more than just shaking their heads. But, you know, the thing is, we have been made in the image of God. And if we're made in His image, you know, Romans 8, let me go there first. By the way, Romans chapter 8 has got to be one of the most phenomenal chapters in the entire Bible. I really recommend that people read this over and over and over and over, the whole chapter. But in verse 29, it says, "For whom He, God, foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son." You get that? We have been conformed to Christ's image, that He, Christ, might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He predestined, these He also called. Whom He called, these He justified. Whom He justified, He also glorified. So our role, our job, because we have been made in His image and conformed to His image, is to please Him. We don't please Him by conforming to the will of Satan and his demonic realm, who tell us, be quiet. You might offend someone. My word, my Bible says Christ came with a sword.
Well, and let me add, you'd asked me to read this. This is Romans chapter 1, starting at verse 18. "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be made known of God is manifest in them. For God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible or uncorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who's blessed forever. Amen. And then the last couple of verses I'll read here is, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet.
There you go. It's totally, extremely clear. Our job is not to hate the people, but the behavior. Because the Lord Jesus Christ still loves these guys in that picture. He loves them. And he gives them an option to come to know him and follow him. And a fact I've shared on this program before, how we are totally aware of over 100,000 former Satanists in the last year, actually last 2 years, who have switched sides and come to Christ. And they've been utterly, totally transformed. And these were very, very high ranking. But, you know, the point is that what we want people to understand on this particular program is that the enemy is the enemy.
Amen.
Greg, it is Satan and his demonic realm that is working so hard to transform the body of Christ into a bunch of weak people. My wife and I actually tonight are going to finish reading together a new book by John Eldridge called Resilience. Excellent book, really a good book, for last days. And he talks about the fact that we have built for ourselves a comfort culture.
Yeah.
But who helped create the comfort culture? The same Satan that's talked about in these scriptures that we are overcomers of. We have that strength. We have that power. But when we fold into that comfort culture and say, well, let these guys do what they want. I don't want to say anything. What if I offend somebody? Well, the Lord Jesus Christ offended even the religious people, much not even counting those who were not religious at all. He didn't care. He didn't come to make friends. He came to save humanity. We're not here to make friends. We are here to be light and salt. We're here to speak the truth in love, in love, and to walk that walk. We are to be his followers. We are to be his light, his salt, impacting people. We're not to be falling into addictions and hatred and anger. I don't hate those guys in that picture. I'm angry that the body of Christ has been so quiet. It has opened doors over several generations now. for this to be created and to be completed in Babylon and make America a Babylon.
And let
I'm angry about.
And let me add to that this. You know, we talk about, you know, why Christ came, what our message is. Again, the message is not a message of hate, but the message is to recognize this. Because, yes, the world will hate. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world and men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. You can do no good thing without God. No good thing without God. We're going to take a break. We've got 10 seconds coming out. And we'll also, you know, give you, for this cause, God gave them up to vile affections, for even women did change. But even as they did not retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. We'll talk about that when we come back.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. On the pitch. On Bhadradrago.
Gosh.
And this is this borewell we have put. And pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the program. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone, a product called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover. hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The products available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use are a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And let me see, we'll do a little bit of that. There we go. I want to encourage you, by the way, we've been talking about this product right back here. This is called Vibe, and it's a product that I've been on since last October, and the improvement in my health has been absolutely incredible. And I really recommend this. We're doing a CGR Wellness Health Week all week long with Tim Schaaf, who is the man that I met at Trinity Health Freedom Expo in Illinois last October, got me started on this. I take this. I take Resvante. I take Ultrashot. I take the cell generator. I'm telling you, this stuff works. Okay? I have color. You can see it in my beard. My beard was absolutely white with no color. I use absolutely nothing to add color to my hair. No nothing. I use this. Vibe. sign up today, cgrwellness.com. If you place a $50 or more order and you use Chosen Gen Radio, Chosen Gen Radio code, you'll get a $20 discount on a $50 order. Pick it up today. I'm telling you, it'll make a difference in your life. It really, I'm just telling you what it's done for me. And we've had the expert on talking about it. All right. Ken Thornburg is with me. Hey, man.
Hey.
My. So it says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, and it goes on. And it says, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. And that's kind of what we're talking about relative to where the church is at. It's bad enough that we have people who are, you know, reprobate in their minds and so on, participating in these things. But then when we have the church that puts their stamp of approval on it and says, oh, it's okay.
Well, it's actually acquiescing to the will of Satan rather than the will of God. Again, you go to the word, Romans 8. Let's go back. It's such a great chapter.
Sure.
For to be carnally minded is what? Death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone doesn't have the Spirit of Christ, he's not his. And if Christ is in you, if he is, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. We have that righteous nature because of what Christ did on the cross, not because of what we did. But if we show approval of these behaviors by our silence, it's just as though we're guilty of doing it ourselves. Yeah. We have to understand that when we walk in righteousness, we speak truth. Not hatred of the person, but to hate the behavior.
Yeah.
And to let these people know there is a way out. His name is Jesus. And he is fully capable of changing you back if you so desire. But the word that you read in the very same book talks about a reprobate mind. And the reprobate mind is the one that has made a final decision. I am never, no matter what, going to follow God. Going to follow Jesus Christ. Ain't no way it's going to happen on my watch. We're not there. We have not been given that mind. We just read it here in the book of Romans. We have been given the mind of Christ. So if that's the case, and we are made in his image, we're to act like it. But why do we act like it? To please him, to please the Lord. Our goal is to please him. When we please him, we have that life and peace that Paul is talking about here. We recognize this is our true nature. This is who we really are. We are the righteousness of Christ. We won't let our light be hid under our bushel. We won't stay inside the salt shaker and just feel good on Sunday morning and then go home and live like the devil the rest of the week. Or to walk in anger and hatred, which was greatly fueled by the pandemic. I mean, this is this was such a horrible thing for the church, for the body of Christ, to cause people to lose their focus and to walk out of fellowship with other believers. Ken and Sylvia Thornburg did not. We walked in fellowship with other believers. And we didn't walk around our house with them with masks on and everything else. We walked in freedom. And we trusted the Lord. And we still do. Nothing's changed. We don't listen to the secular media and press that hates followers of Christ. And if they hate followers of Christ, whose message are they going to keep spouting over and over and over? The old saying, you repeat a lie often enough, people will begin to believe it, Craig.
Yeah. No doubt. It's so important. And at the end of the day, the bottom line here is this. I know that so many of us are concerned about the direction of our country. So many of us are concerned about, you know, our children. We're concerned about all the different things that are happening in our world, in our country, open borders, in our nation, all these different things that are going on. But at the end of the day, here's the rubber meeting the road. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, but we've got to take the next step and turn from their wicked ways. We've got to turn from wickedness. We can't keep embracing sodomy. We can't keep embracing murdering babies. We can't keep embracing, you know, changing genders and sex and fluidity and all these other things that God calls an abomination, and then expect that, oh, we're just going to get on our knees and we're going to pray and God's going to fix all this. No, God's going to come and bring, he's going to allow judgment in the land so long as unrighteousness and unholiness and disobedience and rebellion remain our primary act. I'm going to play at the end of the day. I hope you'll really pay attention. I'm not beating anybody up here. I'm not. I want you to know that as a true follower of Christ, you have the words and the power and the authority to break the enemy's back. You have the words and the truth and the power and the authority to start preaching that Jesus Christ didn't just overcome death in the hereafter, he overcame sin in the here and now. And man, freedom from sin. Can you imagine if you could start talking to people about freedom from their addictions, freedom from the things that frustrate them, the shame, the guilt, all of the stuff that they're entangled with, and you could say to them, guess what? I know Jesus can fix all that. And how awesome would it be to be able to walk into your own bathroom and look at yourself and see that transformation for your own life? I love you. I love you. I love you. God loves you. I'm telling you this because I love you and because I know this is the good news. Sin no longer has any power over us. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
We are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.